This is WSIU On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says the state could roll back part of last year's income tax increase if lawmakers go along with his plan to change pension and insurance benefits for state employees and retirees. Jack Titchener with Public Media's Illinois Lawmakers joins us to recap the speech. Jack, how did it go?
Well, pretty much along party lines. The reaction from Democratic Senate President John Cullerton was it was a great speech written by pollsters, and that it was already off by about $1.5 billion. Senate Republican leader Bill Brady of Bloomington was also a guest. He said that it's a balanced blueprint for a budget. It's a good place to get the discussion started. There may be some things in it that'll change, but it's a good starting point.
So what are the key components? We've heard about pensions and, and health insurance. What's going on?
Pensions, of course, take up a huge part of the Illinois budget. It's about $8 billion out of a $36 billion plan. So the centerpiece of the governor's budget proposal is shifting over $1 billion in pension costs away from Chicago public schools, downstate and suburban schools, and state universities down to the local district level. So in the case of K through 12 schools, he wants to do that at the rate of about 25% per year over a four-year basis. Now, critics of the idea say, our property tax rates are among the highest in the nation. This is going to just balloon the rates at the local level. Democrats had proposed a similar idea a couple of years back, only it would be phased in over a 14-year ramp, and there would be more money in the equation. The governor is also projecting $470 million by removing employee health insurance from the collective bargaining negotiations with the state unions and cutting retiree health insurance premiums in some cases. That's going to be a tough sell for Democrats and Republicans because they've got state retirees and employees and retired teachers in their districts. Another piece of the pension system reform would be going back to Senator Cullerton's consideration model that was proposed last year as part of the grand bargain, never made it to the final passage stage, though. He says he could save upwards of $900 million by getting that passed, and by doing that, he could roll back that state income tax increase by at least a quarter of a percent once it's implemented. The question, though, is, that thing has not gone through the legal system yet. There would undoubtedly be lawsuits on that. So you're looking at a couple of years to 3 years before there's legal muster passed on that.
So what's liable to happen then?
I believe that what you're going to have is something along the lines of the budget that was passed this past year. There's enough revenue in there with some tweaks here and there to get through the year. But no one I talked to had any stomach for another budget impasse.
Jack Titchener with Illinois Lawmakers, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.